Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby.
Twist and shout.
Twist and shout.
Back 20 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever you got going on, whether you want to read or listen or watch, we got something there that will help you, opportunity or crisis. So thank you for listening to me, even though I got a little bit of a raspy voice, but we have the beautiful voice of Beverly Inman Ebel with us right now. Beverly is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Talk Is Not Cheap. Her company's name is Talk Listen Communicate, TLC. TalkListen.com, is that right, Bev?
That's it.
And we're talking about... Go ahead.
We're talking about sustainability. And we've already talked about...
In the last segment, we talked about reusing... I'm sorry. We talked about reusing... applying, and now we're talking about recycling, right?
Right. We talked about reducing, reusing, and now let's get to recycling. And we're all very familiar with that term. Hopefully we're putting our glass and our plastic and, you know, in special containers and either taking it somewhere or picking it up. So recycling is you don't have use for this anymore, and so you're going to pass it on so that someone can. Now, think about your networking. The people that you interact with that may or may not also be your customers. Recycling in business is getting, asking, seeking for, going the same amount of trouble we do when we recycle our stuff at home, you know, where you rinse it out and you put it in a special container. Doing that with your customers. Do you have customers that in a conversation or your observation, you realize they need something and you know someone who does that very well? That's what I'm calling recycling. What occurs when that happens is you're doing the customer a service because they're getting the best person for their product or service that they need. You're also strengthening your net because you have referred someone to that person who may or may not refer back to you. But it's part of building this very strong base that you're not getting a direct payback, shall we say, but it's the right thing to do. So it's
people want to do business these days more and more with people they can trust, because trust is not just the right thing to do; it's a best practice. If I can trust you, Beverly, I don't have to go looking for somebody else. And we keep doing business. And if somebody if you do this for a customer, not only is it the right thing to do, but they're going to be intimidated by that kind of behavior to not do without you. They're going to be afraid to not do to do without you because you're so valuable to them, even when you're not trying to sell them something.
Exactly. Yesterday, I was on the phone with a client. And I'd had in 2012 a very large contract that covered all kinds of things. And so he started calling me in 2013. The contract was up, but I didn't say that. I'm helping the guy. He called me Sunday evening. And yesterday he said, Beverly, I just found out that our contract has not been renewed. And I said, that's correct. He said, you've been giving me your own time, even on the weekend. And I smiled, which he couldn't see, and I said, yes, but that's part of what I do, is I finish the job when I see a need. Mm-hmm. He was so appreciative. I wouldn't have done it any other way. Now, I was not going to be able to continue, perhaps, to give that much time, but he had a crisis. So that's part of recycling.
Here's the other thing. When maybe that guy doesn't renew, but he knows people who need what you offer in his circle, in his communities, and the next time he hears about somebody, he's only going to recommend one person.
That's right. So I'm encouraging people to recycle everywhere with all their customers. certainly if you have an influencer, a customer who, you know, is well-connected, knows a lot of people, or just talks, you know, they definitely, you can get some referrals back very quickly from them. But do it. It's a good thing to do. Actually, when he called me on Sunday night, I was driving in my car back from my parents. I have headset, you know, come through the car. It was nothing. It actually helped stimulate and keep me awake. So, you know, right. Giving something, recycling, it's an excellent thing to do. So you want to get those referrals. But it's also recycling is you have this customer, you've provided this great service or product. What else do they need, perhaps, that you have? So it's recycling is going through the process, again, of selling them something, providing a service for something that you haven't already sold them. And mm-hmm. most customers, they get us in a very small spot. Oh, you sell air conditioners. That's what you do. And that's the only reason I would contact you is for an air conditioner. You also do heaters, but maybe they're not thinking about that. So you want to be able to show that versatility to all the customers that you have.
This is what I call converting yourself from being a vendor or just some company out there in the marketplace to becoming a partner. When you do the things that Beverly's talking about, you become a partner. And partners, people don't run off, do they, Beth?
That's right. And it takes communication at every level of the reduce, reuse, recycle.
Well said, Beverly and Medieval. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back again real soon.
I will. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Beverly and Medieval, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.